So, Tammy, you had a big weekend for the Casco Chamber of Commerce. On Saturday, you held your annual business awards. Can you talk a bit about that event, how it went, and what it means to the Chamber of Commerce in Castlegar?
Absolutely. It was an incredible event, sold out. We had 204 people that attended. We had 16 awards that were given out. It was incredibly exciting. We had over 95 businesses that were represented.
Why is it important for a Chamber of Commerce to have business awards?
Well, I believe that it's so important to honor our businesses that are in the community. All of the small businesses in general are the heartbeat of the community. They're the ones that support our teams. They're the ones that support us with supplies. And without them, a community can't thrive. And so for me, being able to honor those people that are out there and working hard, and as well as their staff, with whether it's customer service awards or business person of the year, whatever that is, I feel it's really important for their customers to engage in what they're doing, to nominate them, to show that they care that the businesses are here.
Yeah, when I was looking at the winners, I was like, wow, there's a lot of awards here. Like you said, 16 winners, but the point that you mentioned there, having 95 businesses represented, that's pretty crazy to me for, Calgary's not that big of a community, but to have that many businesses represented is impressive.
And those are only the ones that I knew of, Scott, because there's people who are there that were partners or came along with somebody else to the award ceremony that I wasn't necessarily sure what business they represented. So there's 95 businesses that we knew of for sure out of the 204 people that attended. So that's pretty incredible.
Is there anything that stands out of any of the winners this year? Any unique stories or local businesses making a difference in the community?
To me, I feel that what was really exciting to see, and I was kind of impressed with a couple of businesses, as an example, Tail Out Brewing, they opened their doors right when COVID started. So to see that business still here and thriving is incredible. And I was talking to them at the end of the award ceremony. They've actually won an award every year that they've been open. So there's a reason why that's happening. They've worked hard to produce a good product and to create an incredible atmosphere.
That leads into another question I had. Like you mentioned, COVID, it's going to have a lot of impact on small businesses, especially in a smaller community like this. How is the economy doing in Kaskark?
Well, interestingly enough, our economy is actually thriving like we've never seen in Castlegar. We have businesses that for sure are still coming out of COVID and are struggling. But for whatever reason, most of the businesses are thriving in Castlegar. And I think we're quite unique because most of the businesses in Castlegar were created because there was a need for that business in Castlegar. So we don't have a whole lot of niche market type stores. The majority of our stores are products that people actually need. So I feel that's one reason for their success. But also, we have such a strong shop local community. People really respect and care about their small businesses here. So I feel that that is a big reason as well that people are having success. And we have an interesting problem right now that we never ever thought that we would face. And we literally have only two places for lease in all of Castlegar of commercial retail space. We have a lineup of people that are looking to open up businesses in Castlegar right now, and we don't actually have commercial space for them. So that is something that is unheard of in most communities.
It's hard to be supporting small business. Everyone's shopping online, everyone's going to big retailers like Walmart. So the fact that Calgary is supporting so many of these is just, it's really, really impressive.
Well, I do a lot of work with our community, and I know there's other people like me too, is I always challenge everybody to take a look around your community and see if there's a similar product. And if there is, then even if you need to go in there and ask the owner if they're willing to come down on cost, meet you halfway from what you can get online, or factor in the costs of you driving to Kelowna or down to Spokane to pick up your products. So even if it's $100 more that you pay in Castlegar or in the West Kootenays for a product, is it really worth seeing that business go out of your town because of that $100 you saved going to Kelowna? So I push this all the time. I myself personally do not have an Amazon account. I do not shop online, period. I shop locally.
That's the mindset that we would hope everyone in the community would have, and it's clear that Castlegar does have a lot of people that think that way, just based on what you've told me today. Another thought I've had is I think we're transitioning back to people wanting to shop local more. I think maybe 10, 20 years ago, when places like Walmart were starting to come to these towns, internet shopping was growing, that was kind of a new thing that was interesting and exciting. And now we're realizing how it hurts a community and how supporting small business can help a community again.
I totally agree with you, Scott. I think that we are seeing a shift. I believe that, you know, from just period, people wanting to be more green, more conscientious, more community-minded, I do see that we're seeing a change in mindset.
What advice do you have to someone that's looking to start a small business in the Kalskar area?
Anybody who's looking to start a small business should learn from somebody about how to do a proper business plan and cost projections. It is so important. I would strongly suggest nobody open up a small business without doing that first. And there's so many professionals, there's free services. We have somebody who does work with businesses locally in our own organization, as well as there's Community Futures Central Kootenai. There's so much access to free support. They offer courses, Business 101, that'll teach you everything about what you need to do to open up a business. The people who I see are the most successful are the people who do that work first.
Great, Tammy. Thanks for joining me. It's really cool to see how passionate you are about small business in Kalskar and just how excited you are about the work the Chamber's doing.
Thanks, Scott. I really am.
That was Tammy Verrigan-Burke, the Executive Director with the Kalskar Chamber of Commerce, speaking about their recent business awards. We also had a chance to speak with one of the award winners, Sully Burke. He was one of two winners of the Best Home-Based Business Award. He runs an online fitness company called Train with Sully. Take a listen.
Okay, Sully, so your business, Train with Sully, one of the two winners for the Best Home-Based Business Award at last weekend's Kalskar Chamber of Commerce Business Award. So what does it mean to you to win that Best Home-Based Business Award?
It was quite the experience for sure. I've just recently transformed my business from in-person training to online. So to be a home-based business now and to win that award in a short period of time after transitioning online has been experience of a lifetime.
So you're mentioning transitioning to online. What is Train with Sully? A lot of people think a personal training is just going to the gym with something, but what is everything that Train with Sully contains?
Yeah, that's right. So I actually started out with in-person training in the beginning. I did about 1,500 in-person sessions in a year and a half or 2 years. And I just really wanted to find a way to help more people out there, you know. And ever since COVID hit, I saw that people were starting to take things online. So with that being said, I started building a fitness app, and now I'm training people all over Canada. And with that training app, I try to make it as close as possible to what in-person training would be like. But it's cool because I do at-home training, in-gym training for people. So, yeah, just to create an awesome experience online for people.
You mentioned COVID making people want to work out at home or maybe not even having access to gyms. But another big part of that is people maybe not having the confidence to go out and work out in public. Have you noticed that with any of your clients?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I find that people's social anxiety has definitely gone up a lot since COVID. And just to have that option to kind of bounce back and work out at home and then build your confidence up in order to get back in the gym is a great way to go about things.
How can you make sure your clients get the results they want or putting in the effort they need to see results without being there working out with them?
I take a lot of pride in my accountability coaching, so I'm always checking in with my clients a minimum of 2 days a week to make sure they're on track. And a lot of times with check-ins with my clients, it's a lot more personal. We talk about what's kind of going on in their life and overcoming barriers. I actually have a mindset coach on my team as well, who I refer a lot of my clients to work through a lot of the mental barriers as well. So that's how I kind of keep them on track and make sure they're getting a one-off experience.
That's an interesting aspect to it, because I don't think that's something that a lot of people take into account is the mental state of the person. You know, you had a hard day at work, I don't want to work out and stuff. So to be mindful of what they're going through and maybe why they're not achieving results or not motivated, I'm sure that helps a lot.
It's so much more than, you know, just going and following a workout plan. I know a lot of other people out there kind of just hand their clients like a cookie cutter style kind of program, but I just feel that fitness is so much more than that, like the mental health aspect, because I know for me personally how much it's helped me with my mental health. Fitness is not just about what your body looks like, it's how it makes you feel and hitting your goals and stuff like that. It's just something amazing, you know. It's so much more than just going and lifting weights.
How long have you been in the fitness business?
since I started my business, it's been about 2.5 years now. I've worked with just around 400 people in those 2.5 years. So it's something that definitely expanded very quickly.
So just over 2 years, you're still a fairly new business, and the fitness industry is a notoriously competitive space, super difficult to start businesses. There's a lot of personal trainers out there that don't make enough money to, say, support themselves. What advice or tips would you have for someone trying to enter the fitness industry?
Yeah, so I would just say being 100% yourself, not trying to be like any other personal trainer out there. You could have people that inspire you and things like that, but you got to find your way to have your own personal touch. So for me, I just really try to be on the mental health side of things as much as the fitness side of things with my clients. I try to, whether it's like having phone calls with them whenever they need or getting back to messages anytime they need. And no matter how much you grow, keeping the same quality no matter what. As a personal trainer, I would never go into something like this for the money. I always saw, you know, the more work I put in, the money will kind of just follow. And it's just, you got to go into it with the mindset that I just want to help people, you know. That's number one. And then everything else kind of follows.
That goes into what I was asking you earlier about how you can make sure your clients are getting the results they want or putting in the effort that they need with an online fitness business. Because like you said, there's a lot of, say, YouTubers or influencers out there that'll just sell you a workout program, right? And they don't put any effort into it. They just write a bunch of exercises down on a piece of paper and people think that's going to work for them.
Exactly. And like, that is the complete opposite of what you should be doing. Every person is so different. So that's what I mean by the cookie cutter programs that are out there. And you can, oh, here's a program for $50 online. That is not going to be something that is tailored to who you are as a person. And that's not something that could be adapted as you go, which is so crucial as well. So like, in my programs, if a client comes in and I create their workout program, which I have a really good idea of where people are at before they start the program. But as they go through the program and they have, they come across a workout that they don't necessarily like, or if it's causing some pains or something, like, I adapt things on the fly as well. So as well as their nutrition. So it's a little bit of a mix of both, you know, and just kind of tying everything together that makes it a lot different than buying just some cookie cutter program out there.
If any of the listeners want to work out with you, get involved with Train with Sully, learn from you, where can they go?
Trainwithsully.com.
Great. Sully, well, congrats on winning the Best Home-Based Business Award, and good luck going forward.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Scott. Really appreciate your time.